It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Lindsay Oman. She is with Emory Caring for Kids, and they do such great things over there. We're going to talk to her about what they do for the whole Emory School District over there in that area, how their organization works, if you want to help, what you can do. And the other great thing is she just wants to come on and say thank you so much for everything that they have accomplished and got through this year. We're going to talk about the great win that they have and let people know that it's because of you. It's because of volunteers. It's because of, community members that go shopping for these kits and donate money. And you know what? It's great that they can do this, and it's all because of you, and you are a part of it. Lindsay, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today.
Thank you for having me.
So, Lindsay, let's give people a little background on Emory Caring for Kids.
So Emory Caring for Kids is a program that creates food kits for children during the weekend that may need food for just as a supplement, or that may just be going without, that contains breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks for the weekend, and then also for holiday breaks.
And you guys have done this now for going on how many years?
So we are going on 4 years. And so January is our fourth year.
And the thing about it, as I said, is this is it's a community-driven organization, isn't it?
Absolutely. It takes the community to keep this going because it's 100% donation-based and 100% volunteer.
So I guess the question is, let's talk for a moment about how things, because Thanksgiving and the Christmas break is a lot bigger, but Thanksgiving and Christmas are probably two of your biggest times of the year, and you had some great things happen this year, and we wanted to talk about that, and then we'll kind of end with how people can help if they want to as well. So let's talk about your donations through Christmas so far.
So I'm really excited because it kind of gets a little bit crazy. We start with fall break, actually, in October, and it's 4 days, so it ends up being a little bit bigger than our weekend kits. And then right after that, we start asking for Thanksgiving kits, and those are even bigger than the fall kits. And then right after that, we have to ask for Christmas kits, which are 2 weeks, so then those are even bigger than the Thanksgiving kits. So we're constantly asking for more and more food, and the community just keeps rallying, and we all these amazing donations and all these youth groups and families and schools and church groups and just all these amazing people rally together and donate so much that we have been able to have all of our fall kits donated, all of our Thanksgiving kits donated, all of our Christmas kits donated, and enough food to last us until February. So we are just so extremely grateful for all these kind and generous people who have stepped up and allowed us to have all of these amazing donations contributed to our program.
And as you said before we came on the air, you started making a list, and then when you went through the list, you're like, no, that person needs to be on there, and that person needs to be on there. So you don't want to try and name everybody because you're going to forget somebody. And that is, honestly, if you look at it that way, that means you've got so many people, and that's a good problem to have when it comes to things like this, isn't it?
It's an amazing problem to have because I started the list, and there are so many people to thank because we have so many schools and youth groups and individuals and families and just so many people willing to reach out and help in so many different ways and always wanting to do more and messaging me on, hey, can we help this way? Can we do this? Can we do that? And sometimes they just take it upon themselves and just do it. And I love that because they're willing to find ways to contribute and come up with new ways that allow for the kids in our community to help donate items to give back to this program. And I love that because then it involves so many people in our community to give back to this program. And I just think that's awesome.
And I think it's important that we do reiterate, you do this with no financial help from any sources other than, local volunteers and people that are donating. And the whole thing is based on volunteer help. They pack the kits, they deliver them, all those good things. So if someone out there is interested in wanting to help, what do they need to do?
So there's different ways. You can donate items, which we have drop-offs in many different locations, which you can check our Facebook for. You can do monetary donations. You can stop at Eastern Utah Community Credit Union, and the account's under Emory Caring for Kids. We also have Venmo, which is Emory Caring for Kids, or you can contact me through Messenger on Facebook, and I can give you other information as to which ways you can help.
And you know, this is, like I said, this is a great organization. This is a great charitable organization. And if you're looking for a way to, you know, help somebody out or give back this holiday season, why not choose these guys and give them some sort of a cash donation and go onto their Facebook page, and everything is right there. Lindsay, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us. I'm going to let you get back to doing what you're doing, okay?
Thank you so much for having us.
Anytime. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.